When I was a college student, the president of our school retired, and before long, the announcement was made that they were putting together a search committee for the next college president. As expected, there were some influential trustees who were placed on the committee, a couple of local, powerful, significant business people, a couple of faculty, and they put the word out to see if any that they wanted a couple of students to serve. Now, I was busy enough doing schoolwork and everything else, I couldn't see any great value in being part of that many meetings and all the interviews and such. But a couple of students, at least, were interested, several were chosen, and I didn't fully understand until a couple years later when those students graduated and they had really good jobs waiting on them with companies run by people they had worked with on that search committee. Now, I grew up, probably you heard it too, hearing, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And there were a couple of students I went to school with who, after serving with significant business people, were well-connected and knew some folks who were eager to give them jobs. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Now, I don't agree with that completely. But Jesus is emphasizing in John 15 that who you know is what matters most. In this last night of his life, as he's preparing the disciples for what's to come, trying to plant some seeds in their minds that may come back to them later and hopefully make everything make sense, Jesus is telling them he wants them to be well-connected. Well-connected to him. He's drawing on an image very familiar to his Jewish listeners. The Old Testament image of the vine and the branches was often used as a picture of Israel. And for many of those who were listening, they would have understood it. They would have seen vineyards. They would have understood the picture that this image communicates. But Jesus is taking this and giving it a different spin, because now the calling is not simply to be connected to Israel, but to be connected to him, to be connected to Jesus. A calling Jesus is offering to remain in Christ, to abide in Christ, in order that we might bear fruit. Many of you who are my age and older probably grew up hearing the word abide used more often than it's used today. We don't use the word abide very often. You don't see hotels out with a billboard that says, "Abide with us tonight." And the baseball commentator never says, "There's two outs and there's a man abiding on second base." But the word abide, or now newer translations use words like remain, means more than just to be with. It speaks of standing with, being faithful to, staying firm and never leaving, being connected. It implies persevering, continuing, lasting, staying with it. And in a world where very little seems permanent anymore, this is a call to a long-term, continuing relationship. We don't have to probably look through friends and family, and certainly not church membership roles, to find names of folks who got excited and faded away. But implicit in the call of the gospel is an invitation by Jesus to connect our lives to him, to nourish our souls on him, to feed our hearts and minds with his word and his presence through a permanent connection, a constant contact, an ongoing relationship that's intimate and personal enough that Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. Think about that image, that Jesus calls us friends. Think about the friends in your life, those that you are in touch with, you communicate with, you know what's going on in their lives, they know what's going on in yours. That's the picture that Jesus is inviting us to experience in a relationship with Him. And He's holding up this image of vines, of branches connected, connecting and being nourished, of branches connecting to the vine so that we might bear fruit. Now, Amy talked, we're people, we don't bear fruit. I'm not going to start producing bananas. But we understand this image. Like Amy, I thought of a visual aid. I got this flower. It's really pretty. But it may not be pretty for long. Why? Because it's cut off. Now, I'll say, Jan Mangum does an amazing job of keeping flowers living longer than I thought possible, even after they're cut. But eventually, they have to be replaced. But those of you who are gardeners may have already been out putting flowers or vegetables or plants in the ground, knowing that as they take root and grow, they can produce. I don't know a whole lot about gardening. I don't know a whole lot about vineyards. In the first church I served, our back fence, the neighbor behind us had a grapevine growing on it. But I never got real close because he tended to bring his gun out to shoot at the little animals that were eating at his grapes. And so we tried to keep our kids back, and I never got too close to the vineyard, to the vines. But the image, whether vines or flowers or branches, communicates. And we look into our own lives and realize how easy it is for us to lose that connection, to skip out on opportunities for worship, to say, oh, God will understand if I miss some prayer time or Bible study. And God does understand, but when we pull away, when we forget to, neglect to, quit connecting ourselves to the presence and nourishment of Christ, we find ourselves far too quickly feeling dry and empty, powerless, and defeated. This is a key part of what Jesus wants to teach us. Often in growing up in church, I heard people talk about Christian faith as a list of do's or don'ts. Do these things, don't do those things, God will be pleased with you. Or, if you believe these things, then you're in good shape. Now, I absolutely believe the Christian life should cause us to do some things and not do other things. I believe that the things we believe matter. But Jesus, as he's talking about what it means to live a productive Christian life, doesn't say, if you believe these five things, you're going to bear fruit. If you keep the list of do's and don'ts, you'll bear fruit. He says that if we connect our lives as branches to the vine, we'll bear fruit. What Jesus really wants from us is not that we just try harder and try to be good. What he wants is us, our lives offered to him. Time spent with him, listening, being shaped, worshiping. Philip Yancey, in a book called Prayer, says, Christian discipleship is not a question of our own doing. It's a matter of making room for God so that he can live in us. And there's a huge difference between us doing our best for God in us learning to make space to let God live in us and through us, nourishing us and empowering us. And this invitation comes with a warning. Those branches that don't bear fruit will be pruned. And so with this, he calls us to commit our lives to him, to be filled with his love, to bear fruit, and to love as we have been loved. I can stand here and tell you, I've been a pastor for what seems like a long time some days, and I can't do it on my own. I can't love everybody on my own. I can't forgive easily or naturally out of my own strength. I can't bear fruit no matter how much I try. But when I get out of the way and focus on deepening my relationship with Christ, God can use me, God can use us in ways beyond what we can expect. In church, we often talk about what we need to be and do, what we need to be doing in the community, how we need to make an impact. But we can't be the church God calls us to be until we are connecting on a consistent basis to the vine, until we are nourishing our spiritual lives prayerfully and study and worship, letting God live in us so that he can work through us. We will only be as effective in our community as our own depth of spiritual commitment to worshiping and growing into Christ. That's our calling. He is the vine. We are the branches. Let us renew our commitment to bearing fruit because, first and foremost, we're connecting our lives to the one who gives life. Will you pray with me? We come to you as we are, needing your nourishment, your presence, your strength. Meet us where we are and fill us with your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name.